two newer options that have been approved by the FDA, both in 2017. The exhalation delivery system of fluticasone, as you can see from the drawing here, one in fact blows into the device that then leads to the soft palate closing, increases pressure in the nasal cavity so that more of the intranasal steroid fluticasone gets to the posterior nasal cavity. The phase 3 study with this product showed significant benefit as far as shrinking nasal polyps in the patient population. Now, this next treatment is steroid-eluting implantable stent. Now, this is only for patients who have had previous sinus surgery and, in fact, have a reoccurrence of nasal polyps. And what it does is delivers the steroid mometasone directly to the ethmoid sinus over a 90-day period of time. Again, it's approved for the adult population who've already undergone ethmoid sinus surgery. Now, the stent can be placed in an ENT office, and in fact, in their phase 3 study, they showed significant effect with the mometasone stent. There was a significant improvement in nasal polyp size and also need for revision surgery.